We are continuing our teaching series on mastering the leadings of God. And you remember, it's dovetailed from following God's plan for your life that we began in the month of July. Praise the Lord. Master how to be led by the Spirit of God, or how to be led by God. Are you with me? You know, when it comes to teachings like this, like I put on social media today, I said they are teachings that must be taught again and again until they are caught. Did you hear what I just said? See, it's not just one sermon of it that will make the difference. We have to teach it again and again until your spirit man wakes up to that spiritual reality. I remember teaching something like this some years ago, like 2-3 years ago. And I had a daughter. I was teaching in Port Harcourt Church, and she was in Lagos Church. And she was listening to the teaching. Are you with me? She was listening to the teaching. And I was talking about following the leadings of the Spirit and all of that, and things like I want to share with you. And she said, while the teaching was going on, she just knew that the job she applied for last year, she should reapply for it again. Because she applied last year, so that I think I was teaching that in 2022, and she applied for that job in 2021. So while she was listening to me teach, she said she just knew that I should go back and apply again. The time she applied, they told her there was no vacancy. In fact, the interview was a big failure. And I told her that thing she applied for, she cannot get it. And even the one she was trying to get, she was not qualified. But while she was listening, she said she just knew that I should go back and apply. And I should apply for what I was pushed away for. And so she applied. After the service, she went and applied. And guess what? It's an international company. They replied her immediately and said, the post you're applying for is still not available, but will you be interested in this other one? Did you hear what I just said? They said, will you be interested in this other one? And she said she remembered that the time she applied, the other one they were trying to give her was what was really in her heart. That one was open. She got the job. They were paying in dollars. Now, you see, when it comes to miracles like that, no matter how much the pastor prays for you, if you don't know how to navigate it by yourself, your miracle can be close to you and you will never know. You know, the Bible says, you know, this prayer we always pray, that if we are children of Abraham, then the blessings of Abraham are ours, right? Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. Let's finish it now. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Now, do you know what that means? If you say Abraham's blessings are yours, meaning you have to get Abraham's blessings the way Abraham got it. How did Abraham get his blessing? Depart from where you are, and I will take you to a land that I will show you. Are you following me? So that means if you want to claim Abraham's blessings and you don't know how to navigate into the land where he will show you, your provision is in your location. Are you with me? I'm telling you. This is why I have to teach this thing again and again until your spirit man is now awake. You know how to function with your spirit man. When your spirit man is saying, go this way, you say, oh, I know, this is the Lord. It's part of your spiritual arsenal, part of your spiritual toolbox. That's what has brought us here. Oh, that's what has brought us here. That's how on Sunday, remember what happened on Sunday, right? We had a mighty visitation of the Lord on Sunday. We are trying to close. Shout glory! Glory! We are trying to close. And I sensed the presence of God coming. And now, somebody say, is the presence of God, was the presence of God not in the service? He was in the service. But the manifest presence of God does not happen every time. God can be somewhere, but does not manifest himself every time. Are you with me? And that was a dramatic visitation. And so, we are trying to close, but by the weakness of the spirits, I knew that if I close this service without giving a space for the Holy Spirit to move like this, I would have made a mistake. And I'm telling you, we would have gone home and not know what we missed. Was that not powerful? Yes, sir. At a point, by the time I opened my eyes, half of us were on the floor. They had to hold people so that some chairs would not break. And see, it's normal. That's how a church is supposed to be. If you don't have that in a church, something is wrong. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So we've titled it Navigation. And I want to encourage you, go back and listen to the previous teachings. Because everything I'm going to say today is a build-up of what I said before. And please, go back. Go back. Tell your neighbor, go back and listen. Go back and watch. Praise the Lord. Navigation is a process of finding direction to your journey. Navigation is a process of finding direction to your journey. And like I've explained before, you can grow and master spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1, Paul speaking to the Corinthian church, Paul says, concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you ignorant. Meaning concerning the spirituals. The better put, concerning the spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1, it says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. That means Paul is saying concerning spiritual gifts, I can teach you how it functions. I was talking to one of my sons yesterday, and I told him, do you know that there is something called the perfect will of God? I know you have heard about it. He said, do you know? He said, yes. Then do you know that very few people ever function in the perfect will of God? Do you know that? Many times, how they are operating with God is what you can call God is managing them. Hey, Malak, how do I explain this thing for you now? The perfect will of God is when something plays out the exact way God wanted it to play out. Let me give an instance. Have you ever read about John the Baptist? John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist's ministry was about to end, some disciples of John the Baptist went to meet Jesus and brought a message from John the Baptist to Jesus. They said, are you he that is to come, or should we expect another? And Jesus said, obviously, John the Baptist was angry. He was offended that I was in prison and Jesus the Messiah did not come to rescue me. And so he was now doubting everything that he began, that he said at the beginning, that are you the Messiah? Are you he that is to come, or should we expect another? And Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Then Jesus now said, of all the prophets, there was none greater than John. But the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Do you know what that means? Now, that means Jesus was saying that John was greater than Elijah. John was greater than Moses. That's what Jesus was saying. And why was John greater than all of them? Because John was the only Old Testament that pointed to Christ directly. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets and was supposed to be the first of the New Testament prophets. Are you following me? God gave him the privilege to be the last on that long line and the first on the new line. Are you with me? He ended the Old Testament era and he was to begin. But he made a mistake, and I'll tell you the mistake. The mistake was not that he said, are you here to come? Or should we expect another? The mistake was not also that he spoke against Herod's wife. The mistake was that he did not stop baptizing when he was supposed to stop. John chapter 1 said, they asked him, why are you baptizing? If you are not the Messiah, why are you baptizing? He said, he that sent me to baptize said unto me, the one who that baptizes, that you see the Holy Spirit descend and remain, this is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. John's water baptism was actually to reveal Christ. Are you with me? It was to reveal Christ, point the people to Christ, and he would join Christ. But guess what? He revealed the Christ, and because it was a very big ministry, he could not stop. He kept on baptizing. Are you following me? Yes, sir. So now, the perfect will was John to reveal the Christ and join the Christ. But John kept on operating his own ministry, and by the time Christ began to, he even said it, he must increase, I must decrease. Remember John chapter 3 from verse 30 to 36. He says he must increase, I must decrease. If John followed the actual pattern, Jesus' ministry was supposed to take over his own and he will be part of the disciples of Jesus. Are you following it? But it did not play according to the perfect to you. So how did John end? His head was, he was beheaded. And let me tell you something. If you don't follow the plan of God for your life, you will follow another plan. You fulfill a plan, but it should not be God's plan. How do I know? If you look at the life of John, the Bible says that John came in the spirit and power of Elijah, right? That means he's just the same way Elijah was supposed to turn people's hearts to God. John was supposed to also turn the hearts of the people, Israel, to the Messiah. But how did Elijah's ministry end? Elijah was running away from Jezebel. Jezebel threatened him, I will cut off your head. Am I teaching? Yes, sir. Jezebel told Elijah, I will cut off your head. And what did Elijah do? Elijah ran away. Now, Herodias was the one that demanded for John's head. So the same attack that Elijah was facing, John was also going to face it. If you don't fulfill God's plan for your life, there's also the scripts that Satan has written about you. If you don't fulfill God's plan, if you don't walk in God's plan, you walk in another plan, and that plan will not be God's plan, it will be Satan's plan. That's why teachings like this are serious. Are you with me? Sometimes Satan's plan may not even be that the person will die that way. It may be that the person will just be average. The person is just there. At the age of 70, 80, you should have made a serious mark for the gospel. Your life should have counted for something heavy. Are you with me? And there's only one way, what I'm showing you. Because by the time you begin, if you are following God, God will begin to make you take the steps that normal people will not take. Where others will say there is an end, you will say there is a bend. Go like this. Everybody will be looking, why is this guy going that way? No, that is proof that there's an ancient spirit following him. See, after me, I'll walk in God's perfect way for my life. Praise the Lord. Psalms 32, verse 8. Psalms 32 from verse 8 to 9. Psalm 32 from verse 8 to 9. As I teach in the name of Jesus, angels of God minister to their hearts. Everything that you are having confusion about, the answer dawns on you with clarity now. You know the next step to take. You know the next move to make. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 32 from verse 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. Glory! I will guide thee with mine eye. This is God's promise to you. Say amen. He says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Then it says in verse 9, everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Read it again. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. What does this mean? When you don't have understanding of spiritual things, God now has to use circumstance to guide you. Now, look at the analogies again. Be ye not as the horse. The horse is too fast. Or as the mule is too slow. But the man who has understanding will be right on time. Are you with me? Right on time. So after me, not too fast. Not too slow. On time. Say after me, on time. Say after me, in my life, from today, I will always be on time. You know, the man he wanted to meet, he was here or he just walked out. Hi, God. Then by the time somebody else has waited, and the person was tired of waiting and left, say, that man you supposed to meet, he has actually gone. Or as you left, he just came. God forbid. Say after me, I'll always be on time. Praise the Lord. So that means understanding of spiritual things is so important. That is why we are teaching. That's why we are teaching. So go back, listen to the teachings on the inward witness. Now, quickly, I said, oh God, I'm tempted to start again, but I will not. It's a long journey. So go back and listen to the teachings we did on the inward witness. Inward witness is that inner knowing, right? Inner perception. When you have sudden joy, sudden sadness. Let me tell you a story. I've always told it before, but I will say it again. I remember when we were doing IT. When they sent us for IT in the university. I was trying my best to get a place. I applied to all the companies I knew. Then I was in Port Harcourt. All the oil companies. I applied and applied and applied. Everybody in my church that I knew that worked in an engineering firm, I would like, tell them, sir. They said, okay. Then there was this woman who was in the choir. I just had a prompting. Go and meet her and tell her that you want to work in her husband's company. Now, I had no clue where her husband was working in. Are you following me? Some of you have heard me share the story before, right? I had no clue where her husband was working. So I went and
I told her. She said, okay, I'll give my husband your letter. And so, eventually, one of the people that I talked to in church agreed. He said, don't worry, I'm a manager in my company. In fact, he was the country manager. He was the country manager for Nigeria. So, I knew that, I don't jam correct connection. Now, this is not a husband. This is somebody else. Are you with me? Well, okay. He worked in that company. And that company, as at then, was the number one oil servicing company in the world. And so my mind was like, I don't arrive. In fact, as at when I was applying to join that for IT there, they were celebrating 100 years of operation. 100 years of operation. So he told me, don't worry, he will put word for me and call me. Then, all of a sudden, I got a text message from another company that I should come and write exam, so and so day. So, and I asked that lady, please, what company does your husband work in? She now mentioned that, it's so and so company. So when I checked, it was the company that sent me text message to come and write exam. That's her husband. That means he actually put word for me. And so I got there, the exam was bad. Like, I struggled throughout. I was just, but me, my mind was like, even if this one does not work, I'll have connection somewhere. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. And so the exam was somehow. So I went back home. And after the exam, I slept and I had a dream. Are you with me? In that dream, I saw the name of this company I wrote the exam on the top of a board. I saw my name, number one. I saw my elder brother's name, number two. So I was wondering, he did not write the exam. What is this about? Then I woke up, and not just that I had a dream, I was full of so much joy. I just knew, I knew that I was full of joy. Are you with me? But I was like, why am I full of joy about this one? I already have secured this place now. Every time I thought about both of them in my heart, it seemed as though my spirit was more joyful about this one I wrote the exam that was a very bad exam than the other one that I was already promised a place. Are you following me? Sometimes I'll try to say, let me force myself to be joyful about this one. But the joy that was coming from within me was more about this one. Guess what? 3 weeks later, the two companies called me to resume on the same day. Same day! I was to resume on the same day. So now, I was confused. So I will sit down like this. If I want to follow the way I was feeling, I was feeling more excited and joyful about the one I wrote the exam for and but they have called me. But this other one, I was like, I didn't want to disappoint this man. How would this man? So you know what I did? And I went, I've learned big lessons. And I went to the top men in our church then and told them, sir, these two companies are calling me. Which one should I go? Every one of them told me to go to the one that I've gotten a connection. They said that this company, this other one, he said it's a good company, but they don't really do any much work there. They just that if IT students, they send them on errand. Even the man that put word for me, the man's wife I met, the man said, this other company called you. Halliburton called you. Go, this place will not be sending you to go and buy bole and fish. They will not be doing anything serious. But IT students are just like support students. We don't really do. They just, so if that place called you, those are the real people that are doing the real work. Those people are doing real work. And so, but if I wanted to follow how I felt inside, it was this one. Are you with me? Okay. So I gathered myself, and this is where I'm going to. I gathered myself and went to this other company. I can tell you the honest truth. Immediately I entered that office space, it was as if something just went down inside of me. It's as if I felt somebody just like, oh God. Like somebody inside of me was like, oh. That's the inward witness we are talking about, right? I felt like somebody was just angry. Like, why are you? In fact, I started having ideas from that inward witness. It was as if he was telling me, pack your things and run away now. Like, tell them you're not doing again. Run out from this place. Run out. Go to that other place. Because the other place called us to resume by 11 a.m. And this place told us to resume by 7:30. So, I had a window of 3 hours, 30 minutes to run away. I wish I did. You will soon find out why. I wish I did. Many times, destiny is like that. That's why when God called me and I knew that I have enough experience in the spirit, The way I left the office when I resigned there, you would think I was a madman. And when I packed my things and ran away from that office. So you're wondering? No, I've learned. Guess what? So I stayed. They said, yeah, well, let's welcome our new IT students. They gave me coverall, gave me boots. You know when you are forcing the joy on yourself? Like, yeah, yeah. Wow. Thank you, sir. You are really forcing yourself to accept, like, wow, everything is good. Then they started giving us office lunch. I was like, okay, well, maybe this place is not as bad as... But deep within me, I knew that somebody inside was saying, like, oh, you form my hand. Ah! But I didn't understand why until 3 months later. So I had some friends who eventually, after the exam, started their IT in that place. And one of them called me. Benson. Benson called me. Said, ah, David, how is stuff going there, over there? I said, fine, no. It's just that they just announced that they are no longer taking IT students to the field. All the work I was looking for. They're no longer taking IT students to the field. He said, ah, in where we came, we have been buying Boleo. We have been sending also. But a new IT manager just resumed and said, from today henceforth, all IT students are going to the field. I started remembering what I was feeling that time. If that was enough, that would have been okay. He said, also, they have also put IT students on a scholarship scheme. They are recruiting some students to go to France. See, I don't know when I started crying. Like, on the phone, I started crying. And that was what my spirit man was seeing into the future. Ahead! Me, I was thinking about office launching, like, coverola. Like, and guess what? The work here, we didn't go to field, but the kind of work they gave me here, I wanted to die. I think that I saw the work here. I remember one day we were carrying a pipe wrench. And the other engineer, as they turned the wrench, the pipeline lifted me up to the ceiling. I can imagine God saying, well, take it. Let it knock your head. Next time, when I talk to you, you will listen to me about what men are saying. I remember walking one day. I came back. I fell on the ground. I slept from that ground till the next morning. Whereas my guys went to France. My guys had become... That is what, now I knew why when I entered that place that day, something in me just fell. Your inward witness. You know the painful part? Some people don't even understand what we are saying. Like, they've never felt, and if you're in that boat, you've never felt anything. The next thing I want to say is for you. They don't understand any time when they can, their inside is dry and bland and closed. There are two major reasons why people don't even understand the inward witness. Number one, spiritual apathy. Their spiritual battery is low. Remember, I told you that the reason why the inward witness is the most accurate way God leads after the written word is because when you get born again, your spirit and the Holy Spirit is mingled in one. It becomes one. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit, right? Now, because your spirit and the Holy Spirit has become one, or they are joined together, the Holy Spirit will witness what he feels to your spirit. And your spirit will pick it. And the example I gave is, when a text message is sent, is it sent to your phone or your SIM? When a call is made, is the call going to your phone or your SIM? Your SIM. But because your SIM is in your phone, so your phone is what picks all the information from the SIM and communicates it to you, right? As it were, your SIM and your phone has become together or one. In the same way, the Holy Ghost inside of you, becoming one with your spirit, your spirit man must also be charged to pick what the spirit is saying. Because we can call your phone. Your SIM is not, oh my God. Your SIM is not there though. Your SIM is there. But if your phone is dead, we can call that phone and it will say the number you are trying to call is currently switched off. The number you're trying to call is currently switched off. The number you're trying to call is currently switched off. Sometimes it's not even switched off, it's busy. God is speaking, their mind is, they are so carried away. The spirit you are trying to reach is currently busy. The spirit you are trying to reach is currently switched off. It's not reachable. That's why we fast and pray. That's why we fast. Some people, too much Korean movie. Pragya. They cannot hear. God is shouting. God is... Are you following me? Praise the Lord. Spiritual apathy. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Hey. I'm going to talk about this later, that they are foolishness unto him. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. Let me not get out of myself. I will explain this before we close. Praise the Lord. Spiritual apathy. The Bible says, he that speaketh an unknown tongue, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4, edifies himself. The reward there is recharges himself. When you are speaking in tongues, you are charging your battery. You need to speak in tongues long. Some people, just the same way, your battery can be so dead that when you charge it, for the first 10 minutes, it's not alive. After 1 hour, it's now do quang quang, like it has woken up. Some people, they need to shut down and pray in tongues 6 hours, 8 hours. I'm telling you, some of them 3 hours, depending on where your battery is. Praise the Lord. But if your spirit man is charged, you can pick. Praise the Lord. Spiritual apathy. The second one is distraction and carelessness. I talked about that. Some of you actually feel it. You were saying, I was feeling it, but a person is too distracted. I gave an example on Sunday. Maybe you are in a discussion and you are talking and talking, and you can feel a weight in your spirit saying, leave this talk. You have talked enough. That's God. But you see, you want to be distracted. You are just there. And take note of these two things, because they are still part of the reasons why some people don't follow God's leading, or they miss God's leading in other types of leading that we are going to enter. Say after me, I'm blessed. And then that's that about the inward witness. Then we move to the inward voice on Sunday. We said the inward voice is a perfectly coordinated speech in the language of your thoughts. It's a perfectly coordinated speech in the language of your thoughts. We said the inward voice, the Holy Spirit can speak to you by the inward voice. The Holy Spirit can speak to you by the inward voice. Then we said the inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness. And a renewed mind trained to pick up the signals in your spirit and present it as relatable speech. I said the inward voice is a perfectly coordinated speech in the language of your thoughts. The Holy Spirit can speak with your inward voice. Then we said the inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness and a renewed mind trained to pick the signals of the Spirit and present it as relatable speech. Remember on Sunday, Romans chapter 12, from verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I explained that something may be good, but it's not exactly the perfect will of God. Are you following this? That God allows something, or that something is manageable, does not mean it's the perfect will of God. It can even be the acceptable will, but it's not the perfect will of God. Agabarade. Do you know that somebody can live his entire life and never be in the perfect will of God? This thing I'm saying, let me give another example. Remember when Israel wanted a king? What did God say? God say, you are not like other nations. I am your king. Other nations, their kings will rise up and take advantage of them. But they prevailed on Samuel, and God said, I will give them a king. Do you know what that means? It was, God allowed all the kings in Israel, all the kings from Saul all down to the last one, all the kings were not the perfect will of God. It was good and acceptable. Even God put David, and God was managing with them, but Jesus. It was not the perfect will of God, but it was acceptable. It was still going. God was working with them in that level. Kenneth Hagin said in his book, I Believe in Visions, when Jesus appeared to him in 1978, Jesus told him, there are some ministers that even at the age of 70, they have not passed phase one of their ministry. I said, That many of them lived and died. They're not up to 30% of ministers fulfilled the first phase of their ministry. For instance, I know in my spirit that if I did not come to Abuja, I would have missed a major part of God's plan for my life. I know. And what makes it God's plan is not whether, you know, whether it looks big in the eyes of men. It is it what is the blueprint? Eventually, of course, Abuja, New Breed Abuja will be a global base. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
A time will come where there will be more people than our seats can carry, even when we move into the 200 acres of land. Amen.
Amen.
I know it in my spirit. And confirmations keep pouring every day. And that's another thing. When you're putting the leading of God there, no part of God's type of leading will contradict each other. So if you have a dream that contradicts your inward witness, something is wrong. If you have inward witness that contradicts your dream, or the inward voice that contradicting the dream, are you with me? All of them were aligned in one. Praise the Lord. So inward voice, I give you some examples on Sunday. Acts chapter 10 from verse 19. The Bible says, while Peter thought on the vision. Everybody take note of that word, thought. While Peter did what? While Peter thought, meaning while he was thinking of the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Now, why didn't the Spirit speak before he was thinking? Because this type of thing works with your thoughts. That's why you cannot ignore your flowing thoughts. The Bible says, it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. That means, if you're going to follow God's plan for your life, you have to be checking, what are the kind of thoughts that come to me consistently? Before you were born again, you cannot trust the way you feel. You cannot trust your thoughts. Because your ways, you are away from the Lord. You are a stranger out of the commonwealth of Israel. Are you with me? But when you are born again, he brings his thoughts to you, even at will. That's why you can wake up with a song. You can just start having this feeling, call this person. When it keeps coming again and again, pay attention. God may be talking to you. Sometimes if you check very well, it's not like you heard God say, call this person, but that person's thought was coming to your mind. Oh, I'm looking for my key. I'm looking for my key. Holy Spirit, help me. You didn't really hear anybody say, open that place, but you just felt like, open that place. Then he said, something said, now you are giving voice to a witness that came to you. It is the inward voice that spoke like that. So you just open that, the key is here. Are you following this? As he thought on the vision, the Spirit said, behold, three men seek thee. Has it happened to you before that? You were just thinking about somebody and in 2 minutes you saw the person. Your spirit man is alive and is speaking frequencies. So when you start having a feeling, I feel like I should just go and preach there. Then you feel like somebody saying, go and preach there. Or this person in my office, talk to this person. Are you getting this? If you listen to all these teachings, a time will come where you become a master. Hey, one day, Pastor Eni and his wife in Lagos Church, I think they came to Padako for something and there was something they were talking about and I came and was like, something is going on. Two of you are talking about. We're like, Pastor, you didn't sense everything. What is it? At the point, they call me sensor. Because Pastor, again, what do you sense? Pastor, what do you sense? Pastor wake up in the morning and say, what do you sense? Like yesterday, I woke up and said, I sense. I said, Pastor, bring on. A time comes where you cannot... People cannot lie to you. How would they lie? Lie. Lie now. No problem. No problem. They all be lying. So you soon lie down. Praise the Lord. A time now comes. They are still, even as I'm growing, there are things that I'm using. I'm not trusting God to give me words to teach. Okay. Then you can see, it says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Then in verse 20, he says, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. You see, a mind that is so renewed, it's becoming so clear. So clear. Look at all the details coming. So clear. Now look at Acts 20, verse 22 to 23. Remember I said, by the renewing of your mind, you can pick the sinners of the Spirit into relatable speech. Now, Acts 20, verse 22 to 23. Now, in this thing we are going to, this scripture, you will see the different types of leading I've talked about so far, all coagulated in two verses. Now, Paul is speaking, he says, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. So now, Paul acknowledged that there was a restriction in the Spirit, don't go, because I'm not sure what will happen. He was bound. Like he could feel like somebody. Come. Who will I do? Come with me. Let me demonstrate something to you. Let me demonstrate. Behold, I go bound in the spirit. Do like you want to go. Do like you want to go. Keep trying to do like you want to go. He's bound. He's trying to go, but something is pulling him back. Praise the Lord. Amen. I go bound. You want to do something, you are literally forcing yourself. It's like you are fighting yourself to do this thing. Like, when is that way? Don't do it. Stop. I go bound in the spirit. This is inward witness. So if you know what I'm talking about, you want to force yourself to buy that car. You don't buy. But because you have the money, everything seems right. But you feel like you want to force yourself so that you will please somebody. Mm-mm. Now, I go bound in the spirit. Now, because Paul did not want to listen, the Holy Ghost did something else. Go to verse 23. You will see the power of the right association here now. It says, except that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. What does that mean? It means there were other believers that started having a witness about him. And their inward witness was coming with an inward voice to them. It says, except that, or save, King James, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying, that means this witness came with words. So it was witness, inward witness with inward voice. Are you with me? It says, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. So the believers were not just having witness about Paul. They were like, if Paul goes to Jerusalem, they will arrest him and he will suffer. All of them are feeling that way. When you want to marry and all your friends around you are just like, are you sure? This person. And you just, I love him. I love her. Okay, let me not talk too much on that matter. You want to do this thing. Everybody's like, That's the place of confirmations, but we'll still talk about it. Let me run into the outward voice. Now, the inward voice to those saints was outward voice to Paul. So Paul was receiving the word of God, the confirmation of words from them, but it was an outward voice to him, right? Now, why am I talking about the outward voice? Because sometimes God may not move by the inward voice. Sometimes God can go superlative. Has it happened to you where you actually heard a voice call you? Physically, loud, clear. It has happened to me. It has happened to other believers. Now, the reason why I did not rush it is because sometimes not all outward voice is God. When is outward voice now? Because inward voice is your spirit and the Holy Spirit. But outward voice, there are other factors. It can be God. It can be Jesus. It can be angels. It can be the Holy Spirit. It can be Satan. Are you following me? I said what? It can be God. It can be Jesus. It can be angels. It can be the Holy Spirit. It can be the devil. And how do you know what's the difference? You know by the written word and by your inward witness. There are certain things that God will not say. There are certain things that Jesus will not say. There are certain things the Holy Spirit will not say. Are you with me? So you know what particular outward voice is coming to me. You know it by the written word and by the inward witness. Hey, now I'm getting... From this point, follow me. You will understand in Jesus' name. I remember one time I was called. Somebody called me that a lady was in a service. And I heard a voice that said, stand up and go and choke yourself. She was like, is this God? Stand up! I'm telling you what people have experienced. Who knows what I'm talking about? And she was going to literally pierce herself. And they called me. See, this girl said it's God. I said, what did she hear? She said, she had a loud voice behind her telling her. I know the Bible says you should hear a voice behind you saying this is the way, walk here in it. I said, give her the phone. I said, in the name of Jesus, she got herself. That's why I like to watch some of the things I watch. Who remembers Wakanda Part 2, Wakanda Forever? Remember when those people in the water were blowing horn? And those men in the ship were all walking. They heard it and it was hypnotizing them. People have made mistakes like this. So, when you hear a voice, like, say, wait. For instance, I had a bad rag. I'd known since, you know, I've told you the story here. As far back as 2007, God had started preparing me for 2007, no, not 2017. As far back as 2007, God had started preparing me for the whole Abuja Kini. And by 2014, God had told me that he's going to send me to Abuja. But 2024, I was in a program, YBG. I was in a program. And I ministered on the last day of the program. While worshiping and ministering, I came back and I sat on my chair and I heard the voice of God. He said, by January 2024, move down to Abuja. I said, wait. When you hear a voice like that, it's to go and pray first. Are you with me? You go and check. So by the time I went to check and pray, more confirmations just poured in like rain. I knew it was God. But let me show you a scripture that embodies these different things, these different voices. Now, am I saying God cannot lead you to that with the outward voice? No. God can lead you, but you need training to master it, right? You need to be trained in the word of God. You need to be trained. That's why you must start with written word, inward witness, inward voice, so that the day it becomes higher, you are ready. Because there are sometimes you will need that one. There are sometimes you'll be in an emergency, you will hear God say, move now! Are you with me? If you don't know what to do... See, it's good to start to work with God early. Years ago, 2007. Or 2006, no, 2007. I was just like a year or few months old in the Lord. And I went to preach in secondary school. And I was praying for this girl. And while praying for her, the demons started talking in her. You are disturbing us. We'll deal with you. This one, that one. And while we're looking at her like this, this girl was dying in my presence. And I was a young man. I was new in this business. I was looking at her like this. What will I do? I was literally lost. And then our school chaplain just hit the door, walked in, and said, give me water. Blew on the water and poured on her. And she like this. See, what happened to me? And then I was like, spiritual things. Later, I was faced with another situation like that. And this time around, I was not sure whether she was going or not, but I heard the voice of God clearly now. He said, lay hands on your stomach now. He said, lay hands on her stomach now. Do it now. And I rushed to lay hands on her stomach, and the whole thing did not just calm down. She began to pray in tongues. Now, gradually I began to know that, okay, God can, the leadings at different situations will be different. What I'm trying to tell you from this story is that it was the outward voice that saved me that day. Pastor, can you remember 2019, our first camp meeting in Lagos, where we were stranded with equipment and we didn't know what to do. And while we were standing, I heard a voice. I said, go to the middle of the road and lift your hands. See, to be a spiritual man, sometimes people will say you're unclose. So I went on the road and did like this. And there was a man come with a thunder and he was doing pom 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 pom. I'm out like this. Will you get out of the road? Like the hands of Moses. He said, what do you want? I said, so when I saw him with the thunder, I thought maybe that was the person God would use to help us carry our equipment. Like, you know, this kind of pickup that has this big space at the back. So I said, sir, we have equipment to carry. He said, you know what? I cannot carry it, but I have a friend in this next compound. That was the man that helped us. It was the person in that compound, not him. What if I did not respond that time? What if I was saying, is it God? Is it not God? Is it not? Is it God? Is it God? No. Hello, Ibuki. Is it God? Is it not God? The man will pass, and what God was trying to orchestrate that minute, I will miss. Are you getting it? And so, when we go home, Pastor Victor and Pastor King asked me, Eni asked me, Pastor, what happened today? He said, what went on today? What happened? I said, this is really Pastor, what happened today? We are confused. And so you see a perfect example of what I'm talking about in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 25 to 29. Acts chapter 8, from verse 25 to 29. The Bible says, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Then in verse 26, everybody read verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Who spoke? Who spoke? Who spoke? The angel. Now, from what we see, it was not the spirit within him that spoke, it was the angel. And you're going to see the reason why outward voice comes, like I just explained in this my experience. Sometimes emergencies. Verse 27. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had a charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Now, you see, the angel spoke, then the spirit spoke. All outward voices. Praise the Lord. So now, you know the story. He eventually joined the chariot. He preached the gospel to this man. And the man got born again. Imagine he did not go that time. The spirit said, I should go to... By the time you go, I did not see anything. And the person God wanted him to meet would have passed. Praise the Lord. So, somebody is saying, Pastor, how will I get all these things you are saying? There are so many things. Listen, can you say after me, God is a master communicator. Remember when we started 3 Sundays ago? Put more faith in God's ability to speak than in your ability to hear. So, Pastor, I'm not sure. See, God will get your attention. Say after me, God can get my attention. So, you see that. And then, there's another example I want to use. But we are out of time. But did you get this? So you see, angel, spirit. Most times, God doesn't talk with outward voice. God likes to follow your spirit. Before God talks loud like this, usually inward witness. Are you with me? Written word. If you're actually following God's spirit, and you are synced with God, you don't even need too much. Are you with me? God becomes more intimate with you. You know, there's a way you and a person, there's a way me and Monica can understand ourselves. I can do like this. And she knows exactly what I'm trying to say. Are you with me? The higher you go in God, God only now starts doing superlative and dramatic things only when necessary. Are you getting it? But when you are starting, God wants to impress you. So I draw you. You see this scatter everywhere. Your room will vibrate. My son! Hey! I remember one day in the university, I was sitting down in chapel. I was sitting down. There was no service going on, just sitting down. And I heard the voice of God. Physically, it was a loud voice. There was no speaker, nothing going on. It was like a trumpet, loud. Guess the reaction. Do you know what happened to me? I fell. By the time I was done hearing what I was trying to hear, I had been lifted from the chair, thrown. So I said, okay, no, why God? This is the reason why he doesn't shout every time like this. Because if he shout like, it's as if they were blasting my ear. Somebody say, hey, Pastor, that's the one I want. You know the painful part? I did not even get the details of what he said. But it was so loud, I knew that God spoke. My wife had an encounter one time with Jesus. Many, many years ago. Do you know the result of it? She didn't hear for 3 days. She couldn't hear, she couldn't talk for 3 days. So, Lord, be stepping it down. Okay, so still under the outward voice, I want to put some disclaimer. God will not use an external person to tell you what he has not already been telling you before. God will not use an external voice to tell you what he has not already been telling you before. External voices come to confirm internal witness. Are you being blessed? Example, Acts 21 from verse 1 to 11. Let's be fast. Now, somebody said, but why was God? Why was God go and talk to another person? You are part of the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ. And so, God tries to give confirmation sometimes through external people to confirm what he has already been trying to witness to you or trying to tell you or trying to speak to you. Amen? Acts 21 from verse 1. The Bible says, now, still on this Paul's matter, Apostle Paul. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course into Cus, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence to Patara. Verse 2. And finding a ship sailing over Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Verse 3. And when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was unlaid to her burden. Verse 4. And finding certain disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Do you see what is happening? Paul was already bound. Remember, we are coming from Acts chapter 20. Paul was already bound in the Spirit, but he was not hearing. Then other saints were saying they were having witnesses in their hearts that afflictions will abode him, but he was not still responding. He now went somewhere else. Then they now found another group of disciples. Are you seeing that? There were multiple confirmations to what Paul was already feeling in his heart. Are you following this? They said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Till today, I'm still getting confirmations about Pastor David in Abuja. I remember when I finally agreed and summoned courage and announced in Port Harcourt Church that I'm going to move to Abuja. In the morning, I woke up and saw a text message from my pastor friend of mine in Kaduna. He said, Pastor David, I just watched your crossover night and you announced that you are moving to Abuja. I just wanted to tell you, you are in the will of God. 2 months ago, I've been trying to see how I would tell you that God, I was praying and the Lord asked me to ask you, when will you move to Abuja? Who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem? I love the Bible. This story is sweet. Verse 5. Read on. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore. We knelt down, King James, why? we knelt down on the shore and prayed. Verse 6. Don't write King James in why you fail. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship and they returned home again. Verse 7. And when we had finished our course, from there we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them 1 day. Verse 8. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and abode with him. Verse 9. And the same had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. Bible, eh? He had 4 daughters. The 4 of them, they prophesy. Kai, Balatokomaya. And now, the daughters that prophesied did not talk. We didn't hear that they said anything. Now, you are going to see the difference between the gift of prophecy and the office of the prophet shortly. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. Verse 11. Agabus no see Paul. He no see anything, but just see what Agabus did. And when he was come to us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hand and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girdle. He came and saw somebody's suit and said, thus says the Spirit. What else did he need to know? Paul still went to. Yeah, I'm going. He still went. They beat him. They beat him. So one day, if you finish the story, they beat him to the point where he fainted outside. They thought he had died. That was his deliverance. They beat him to the point. They thought he had died. They beat. God, Jesus had to now come and encourage him and say, don't worry, you will not die. You will not die. Don't worry. You know the reason why I believe Jesus encouraged him? Because Jesus saw his heart that eventually this man wanted to still preach the gospel. Thus says that the prophet did not see the man. He just saw his cloth. His cloth. So, you see, this is greater sense of confirmation. You know, I'm teaching all these things because I know in this church, I may not say this. You may never hear me say this publicly many times. I may say it now. I may not say it again for maybe 2 or 3 years. By the grace of God, I have an apostolic call. And what does that mean? There are many things it means. It means that, among the many things it means that when people come under the kind of ministry I do, they will begin to discover their own ministry or their own gifting. Let me put it like that. There are some of you here, you have prophetic gifts. Are you with me? Many of you will soon start dreaming. You will start seeing. Are you with me? Some of you here, some of you have a prophetic gift. Like, I know somebody in our Port Harcourt church, two people in our Port Harcourt church, somebody in our Lagos church, they are called into the office of a prophet. They are prophets. And when the anointing is strong, they start prophesying in church. It's as soon as I open it here. What we saw on Sunday is the Lord telling us, get ready. Say after me, thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Jesus. When you are like that, you cannot miss your way. You can't. Too many confirmations to this man. But Jesus saw his heart. Praise the Lord. Finally for today, I want to talk about signs. So far we have talked about. So how does God lead? Number one, the written word. How does God lead? Number one is what? The written word. Number two, inward witness. Number three, inward voice. The outward voice. Right? What is a sign? A sign is a non-verbal code that signifies something other than itself. It's a non-verbal code. A sign can be an event or anything that points your attention to something other than itself. Are you with me? For instance, if you are driving and you see a road blocked and they put caution, caution, caution. What does that mean? It means don't go that way. Slow down or go somewhere else. That's a signpost, right? You will not say, oh, I just saw a board or I just saw a block. You will see a sign. For instance, you want to travel. And every time you want to travel, you forget something. You go out the first time, you forgot a key. You go out the second time, you forgot your bag. You go out the third time, you now discover that, oh, you forgot something that is important for the journey. And you keep forgetting it. Those are signs telling you, calm down a little bit. Are you with me? Those are signs. On Sunday, we'll go deeper. Amen.